All right, let's talk now to our first guest, Dr. Tracy Lenhart. She's with us here every Tuesday at this time. Again, she's the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Center in Largo. Dr. Lenhart, you gave me this fascinating book to read, The Miracle of Natural Hormones. What does that title mean, The Miracle of Natural Hormones?
Well, it just kind of means, you know, our hormones are our chemical signals. They are what kind of runs the freeway of our body. They mm-hmm. tell our body everything to do. So when those hormones go off or decline, I like to tell my patients, you know, we don't, and I didn't write this statement, but it's we don't age because our hormones decline, you know, our hormones. They're declining, and that's what's causing our aging.
Okay. So it's not the other way around. It's not, okay. All right. So when you examine a patient and you test them out and you see that there's a real problem with some of their hormone levels, how do you treat that?
Well, we look at all the hormones, and we look how they actually interact because, you know, a lot of people don't realize it's not just about estrogen or progesterone or testosterone. It's they all interact together. Your cortisol, your thyroid, you know, your DHEA, our hormones are made by one in the brain called pregnenolone, you know, and a lot of things are starting to happen right now. Like, people are on these statins for the cholesterol, but you need a cholesterol of at least 140 to even make pregnenolone because that's how we make our hormones is out of our cholesterol.
So people are on that medication maybe when they shouldn't be, and that's making things worse?
Well, I think, you know, we have two different schools of thought. You know, we have this whole theory that we have to lower cholesterol to prevent heart attacks. And while cholesterol does, you know, block up arteries, it's only when it's oxidized. So if we have that capability of oxidizing it, then we can clog our arteries. But we over-treat sometimes to get it so low, and we forget the other side of it, that it actually makes our hormones. So we actually are declining our hormones by lowering it way too low.
And that's what we talk about, you and I, all the time, that cookie-cutter medicine that everybody's been practicing for the last 50 years that just isolates the one thing, treat this, and that's it, and they're not really looking at that big picture of the whole patient. So can treating the hormone levels and kind of getting them back in balance, can that reverse or maybe lessen some chronic issues like people have fatigue or they always get sick all the time? Can you reverse this by treating them?
Yeah, in a lot of cases, chronic fatigue, you know, is very interactive with a lot of different things. You know, estrogen affects fatigue, progesterone affects fatigue, testosterone, cortisol, DHEA. They're all, you know, when they're off, high or low, they can cause fatigue in the body. You know, thyroid, hypothyroidism causes fatigue. You know, nutrient deficiencies causes fatigue. So when we're looking at those kinds of illnesses, and when people get chronically sick, it may be that their immune system is being depressed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, your hormones do stimulate your immune system. Cortisol is a big one in the immune system. So when that's depressed, you actually have a higher risk of getting sick.
I see. Okay, so let's talk about this. You know, I found this interesting when I was reading the book yesterday. Synthetic hormones, okay, the chemicals and pesticides that we have out there in the air right now actually mimic what synthetic hormones do in their actions. Is that right?
Yeah, they're called xenoestrogens. And then, of course, you have phytoestrogens, which are plant-based mimickers, like soy is a known mimicker of plant-based. And a lot of the chemicals and pesticides and everything that we come in contact with, the xenoestrogens, they are fake estrogens, and they kind of attach to the receptor, and they can mimic some of these and cause these increasing hormones.
Let's explain some of the hormones that everybody knows and how they kind of fit into the body. Progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, melatonin, hydrocortisone. Talk about those a little bit for us and what they mean to the body.
Well, estrogen itself has 400 different functions in the body. You know, people just think of estrogen as this female hormone, and it's very important to men and women, but you know, obviously it's the main hormone of females. It, you know, is one of the things that prevents Alzheimer's in women. It controls, you know, heart disease in women in a lot of cases, dilates blood vessels. It has so many different functions other than just reproduction. And so when it declines, again, that's where we start our aging process because our vessels become stiffer, we have higher risk of heart disease, we have higher risk of Alzheimer's, you know, and then there's three different estrogens in the body. So then you go into progesterone. You need a balance of estrogen and progesterone. Progesterone is the hormone that balances estrogen and helps protect you against the downside of high estrogen.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have testosterone, which is your male counterpart to estrogen.
Okay.
You know, why women do need testosterone, men obviously have much higher levels. It's what gives their muscle mass. Again, testosterone low levels is a risk factor for Alzheimer's disease. It's what helps men prevent their heart attacks. They have studies that actually will inject testosterone during times of a heart attack to help stop the heart attack in
men. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. There are studies that have been going on for the last couple of years, and they show promising results. They have, you know, brain injuries where they use growth hormone, you know, to help stop the injury to the brain. These hormones are very important other than just what we typically think of them.
And each of them has a very distinct function and have to be working together. I always wanted to ask you this question. I'm a big sports fan, all right? Mm-hmm. There's athletes out there right now using human growth hormones to improve performance and stamina. Is that really a good idea? Does that really work? And what possible long-term side effects are they looking at from doing that?
Well, the problem with abusing hormones, you know, they have to be in balance. They have to be checked. And when you take too much of one hormone, then that's where you start getting problems. Women with estrogen dominance have a higher risk of breast cancer. The same thing with men. When they take way too much testosterone, it will convert into estrogen in a lot of cases. You know, when they take too much growth hormone, again, yes, they grow bigger muscles and everything else, but think about it. You're growing everything, so you can also grow cancer. You know, so you don't want to over abuse them. You want normal levels. And that's what we do when we're turning around and trying to treat hormones. Is we bring those levels back into check.
Right. So, again, we talk about this all the time. I love your approach to medicine. You're like a detective. You're someone who takes a lot of time with the patient. You will study all the hormone levels of every part of their body and then try to really work to get that back into balance. If you, a patient of yours is going to get a lot of face time with Dr. Lenhart. Is that right?
You do. You have to actually explain to patients why, you know, different hormones are going crazy, you know, because when you're actually playing with someone's hormones, you know, you really have to kind of hold their hand through it. Mm-hmm. You know, if a woman's hot flashing, she wants those hot flashes gone tomorrow.
That's right.
You know, and the problem is I can't turn around and give her these humongous doses of hormones to try to stop them immediately. We need to kind of gradually get that up there.
All right, so you have a seminar coming up at the end of September, right? That's the 27th, and they can go. Is that am I right
about that? 27th, we have a seminar. That one's on thyroid hormone.
Okay, but that's something good they should all check out. So for more information on Dr. Tracy Lenhart and her cutting-edge medical practice, Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo, go to peaksofhealth.com or call the office at 727-826-0838. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. This is the latest in technology. This is a cutting-edge medical practice. And Dr. Lenhart, you're making a tremendous impact. In so many people's lives with the approach you have to medicine, and hats off to you for what you're doing. God bless you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Tracy Lenhart, the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Center in Largo.